1962, Aston Martin DB4, SS Vantage convertible. 1936, Aston Martin 2-liter speed, competition 2-seater. 1993, Nissan P35 FIA Group C/ IMSA GTP prototype race car. 1991, Jordan Ford 191 Formula 1 race car. London, UK, Bonhams has confirmed the starting lineup for its upcoming Goodwood Revival sale, taking place on Saturday, 19 September, at the Goodwood Motor Circuit. Viewing for the Goodwood Revival sale opens at 10:00 a.m. BST on Friday, 18 September, with the sale starting from 10:30 a.m. BST on Saturday, 19 September. Headlining the Bonhams Goodwood Revival sale is a very rare 1962 Aston Martin DB4 SS Vantage convertible, offered with an estimate of £700,000, £900,000. Styled by Carrozzeria Touring with lightweight Super Legera aluminum bodywork. A total of just 70 Aston Martin DB4 convertibles were built between 1961 and 1963. This makes the DB4 convertible the rarest Aston Martin road car of the David Brown era, apart from the Zagato. Of the 70 cars built, less than 35 vehicles and far fewer in right-hand drive left the factory equipped with this car's SS, Special Series, 3.7-liter six-cylinder 266 HP Vantage engine. The SS specification included a 9:0:1 compression ratio, larger valves and triple SU HD8 carburetors, producing 266 bhp at 5,750 rpm, a gain of 26 horsepower over the standard DB4 engine. With only two owners since new, chassis number DB4C1072R presents in gunmetal gray over a light gray leather interior, having recently undergone an extensive restoration, and displays less than 76,000 miles from new. Leading the period competition cars at Bonhams Goodwood Revival sale is a 1936 Aston Martin 2-liter speed, competition 2-seater, with an estimate of £500,000, £600,000. Chassis no. L6713U started life as a sports 2-4-seater 2-liter speed model in December 1936. It was subsequently purchased by noted racing driver T.A.S.O. Matheson, who had it prepared for sports car racing, replacing the original coachwork with the body from a 1.5-liter Aston Martin Ulster. The car raced on the continent during 1938 and the Junior Car Club Rally in 1939. It was also raced by Jack Fairman and Richard Stolabras in the 1948 Spa 24-hour race, but didn't finish. Noted collector and Pink Floyd musician Nick Mason acquired the car in the late 1970s, and it has been in its current ownership for over 25 years. Bringing the competition cars on offer more up to date is a 1993 Nissan P35 FIA Group C/ IMSA GTP prototype race car, offered with an estimate of £400,000, £500,000. Developed by Nissan Performance Technology Inc. For the 1993 season, the P35 was designed to compete in both the FIA World Sports Car Championship and IMSA categories. Featuring a radical new chassis and aerodynamic package, the P35's power came from Nissan's all-new 3.5-liter VRT35, naturally aspirated V12 capable of producing more than 630 horsepower, while revving to 11,600 RPM. Weighing just over 750 kg, the P35 was one of the lightest and most technically advanced sports prototypes Nissan had ever produced. The car offered, chassis 2, underwent extensive testing, but the demise of the World Sports Car Championship and Nissan's subsequent withdrawal from prototype racing brought the program to an end before the P35 could race. Today, chassis 2 is fitted with a 4.2-liter Menard Super Formula V12 engine, represents an important piece of Nissan motorsport history that never was. Also offered at the Goodwood Revival sale is a 1991 Jordan Ford 191 Formula One race car, with an estimate of £350,000, £525,000. £1,991 was Jordan's debut Formula One season using a car designed by Gary Anderson, that many considered to be one of the most beautiful Formula One cars of all time. In period, the car was powered by the Cosworth Ford HB V8, with the Jordan Ford 191's best race finish being fourth in both the Canadian and Mexican Grand Prix, as well as taking the fastest lap in the Hungarian Grand Prix. Drivers of the Jordan Ford 191 in the 1991 season included Michael Schumacher, Alessandro Zanardi, Andrea De Cesaris, Roberto Morno, and Bertrand Gachot. By the end of the season, Jordan had finished fifth in the Constructors' Championship. The car offered, chassis 191.3 out of a total of seven originally built, was piloted by Andrea De Cesaris and presence without its engine, but in its original 7-Up/Fujifilm/denim green and blue livery. The car has a well-documented history and remains essentially in the condition it finished the 1991 season, having been in single ownership following acquisition directly from Eddie Jordan in 1992. Julie David, Global Managing Director of Bonhams Car, Motorcycle and Automobilia Department, said, "The Goodwood revival is synonymous with both period style and the umpteen stories of the drama created by some of the world's competitive historic racing. The cars that Bonhams sells exactly mirror that style and elegance, as well as the history and backstories of their past, making every car offered by Bonhams unique. It's natural that the Goodwood revival attracts some outstanding historic race cars, but we've also consigned some of the rarest and most sought-after classic and collector cars to the sale. This year's Bonhams auction is already promising to be the must-see event at the Goodwood revival. Details of all cars offered can be found here. https://cars.bonhams.com/auctions/31857/Goodwood Revival Collectors Motor Cars and Automobilia/.